Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, you're now in the middle of the opening moments, seconds of this Tuesday, the 25th of May, 2004 edition of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. We have several guests coming on, including in the third hour, Paul Joseph Watson with his weekly report from the Prison Planet. That is prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv. And, of course, we also have Infowars.com, all part of my family of websites, getting out the truth on a daily basis. We're going to have wide open phones yet again today. I want to go to your calls early in this broadcast. I want to go to them speedily. I want to take at least 40 phone calls in the next 3 hours, interspersed with our guest and the news. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. If you want to respond to Bush's bizarre speech yesterday, skillfully written. Also, we'll get into the 50 anomalies in the Berg videotape. This is all going mainstream now. We're talking Times of London, Asia Times, top forensic experts saying it's all a fake. Also, Iraqis to have troop veto. They're trying to claim they're going to have some authority, and again, that's all smoke and mirrors. Our appointed minions that work for us will have some power. Okay. Also, digital watermark prove Berg and abuse cameras were the same? We'll get into that story. CIA chief pays secret visit to Qatar to silence Al Jazeera. That's right, Mr. Tenet. Iraqi scientist killed in U.S. detention report. Another Russian microbiologist dies mysteriously in an Ebola accident. What's going on with all these microbiologists dying? Why are people getting rid of them? Also, nuclear experiment planned in Nevada. They may go ahead and end the ban and go ahead with that in a below-ground test. Britain fights EU proposals for random breath tests. They want to just pull you over and randomly take your breath test. Well, hey, we already do that in America. Supreme Court just ruled yesterday that you thought you could park your car and walk off and leave it? No, I've read the ruling. It's specific. They can just come into a parking lot and do whatever they want. And again, the Supreme Court, you know, many years ago said black people weren't human beings. So we don't have to follow that. We don't have to follow this ruling either. It's criminal. They can say that, you know, Bill Clinton's God or George Bush's God doesn't mean it's true. Also, missing Antonio Toogoomba pages, more dirty tricks in Torturegate. Remember the Toogoomba report out for about a month now? Turns out there's some missing pages there as well. FBI is apologizing to man linked to Madrid bombing. This out of Reuters. Interesting story. Chuck Baldwin has written another great editorial article. Our globalist president pushing for a standing U.N. army, and that's what this whole Iraq thing is really about, at least a large facet of it. U.N. troops buy sex from teenage refugees in the Congo. I mean, everywhere they go. But the headline is deceptive. It gets into raping when you read into the story. Also, Hollywood's chilling disaster movie puts spotlight on global warming. Al Gore is out promoting it, and USA Today says, day after tomorrow, a lot of hot air. And, of course, we'll, as I said, get into Bush's speech and just a lot more. RFID tags promoted as prizes all over the media, selling you that tracking's being fun, the new Coke slogan, you can win, but you can't hide. It's fun to be tracked like a gerbil in a maze. It's all coming up after this quick break and your calls. Any news item you want to bring up, any issue you want to discuss, any questions you've got, 800-259-9231.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now 8 minutes and 25 seconds into this first hour. Thank you again for joining us on this Tuesday, the 25th of May, 2004. The websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, Paul Watson joins us in the third hour for a news update blitz. All the key issues, we'll be covering them. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast today, and we're going to cover a ton of vital news and information. Your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Vernell and Ben and Anthony and Chris and many others that are patiently holding. I want to get into Bush's speech last night. I want to get into the 50 anomalies in the Berg videotape, and this is even in the mainstream news now. We're talking the Times of London, the Asia Times, you name it. We'll talk about what type of Iraqi government they're putting into place. We'll also look at a bunch of different Big Brother developments, the torture gate being covered up, this new movie, The Day After, and its propaganda purposes, and also Mr. Grasso, the former New York Stock Exchange head who got over now $200 million as his retirement package. Just another former CIA kingpin who we have Reuters and AP articles of him in 99 hugging the head of the FARC communist guerrillas in Colombia. And it is legal. He went down there and said, that's a special loophole, invest your money with the New York Stock Exchange from one-third plus of the cocaine that comes out of Colombia, or there's going to be a military invasion of your country. All the spray planes and Marines and special forces that go around blowing up the different coca production facilities are going after the communists, are going after those that control their own piece of the land. The other two-thirds, and this is admitted mainstream, of Colombia are not sprayed. The coca leaves are grown right out in the open. They load the cocaine on U.S. military aircraft and fly it right into your cities. Mr. Grasso has just been involved in just so many very shady activities. And now Elliot Spitzer of New York is going after him. But again, it's just a lawsuit. It should be criminal. A $200 million payout to the head of the New York Stock Exchange's supposed nonprofit group. This is the USA Today headline. Ugly court battle could do collateral damage. Case could spawn open season on corporate executives. The New York Attorney General Elliot Spitzer's groundbreaking lawsuit against the former head of the New York Stock Exchange is likely to be the first salvo in an ugly legal battle that could further mar the reputation on Wall Street. Spitzer's 54-page lawsuit filed Monday makes Richard Grasso look more like a mafia boss than the head of the world's largest stock exchange. According to Spitzer, he was never keen on dissent, particularly when it came to his lavish pay. Robert Fagson, CEO of Big Board Floor Trading, Vandermeulen specialist, and New York Stock Exchange board member who helped set Grasso's compensation, learned the lesson the hard way. After privately expressing concern about parts of Grasso's $26.8 million pay package for 2000, he soon found himself face-to-face with the big board chief, renowned for his iron fist rule. Thank God I escaped that one, Fagginson said, but later told state investigators. This man was our regulator, and I'm a member of the New York Stock Exchange, and when he's your supervisor on your regulator, you have to be careful. And we've now got a copy of Spitzer's report, and again, this is really a whitewash. As bad as it sounds, it's a whitewash. And it's true. Mafia bosses, I mean, when you look at them, just their activities, their behavior, when they testify, the arrogance, the laughing, the giggling, the way they threaten people, the way they operate. But that's just the cover of the book. I never judge a book by its cover. Though, you know, we've all got a good sixth sense, at least we should. And when you're walking down the street, you know the type of person you want to just walk away from, or you know, that exudes criminality. You know those type of individuals. Most of them are in government. And then you read inside the book that is Richard Grasso, and you find out a lot more. I mean, any type of scamming you can imagine, he's involved in it, and telling the board, you give me, you know, $26 million a year, and by the way, now that I'm being forced out for all my corruption, I want $200-plus million. And he got it. And now he faces a lawsuit. It should be a lot more than that. So Dick Grasso pay was nearly equal to the New York Stock Exchange net income. In a three-year period, the expense of former chairman Dick Grasso's pay was nearly equal to the New York Stock Exchange net income, my friends. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And It goes into the last 3 years what Mr. Grasso made. Grasso in a 3 year period made total $130.2 million, and then his compensation No one's actually sure. We know it's over 75 million. That's what we first heard. Now we're hearing it could be 110 million, so it's well over 200 million. I mean, I shouldn't laugh about this, but these are the people running this New York Stock Exchange, regulating things with WorldCom and Enron and Halliburton running around. And there's USA Today. What was the exact term they used? More like a mafia don? A report that reads more like he was a mafia don than the head of the New York Stock Exchange? Well, I really couldn't say it any better myself. And I mean, these guys in front of news cameras hug fart guerrilla commanders and say, you invest your money with us or not gonna be good. And then the invasion begins. This is a joke, people. Some people can't figure out why that they have SWAT teams raiding houses looking for a single, you know, bag of cocaine here domestically. Why there's troops in three or four different Latin American countries raiding drug dealers. Well, what do you mean the government deals the drugs? They're down there fighting it. Yeah, just like Al Capone would send his boys over to with some Tommy guns to machine gun the competition. Can't you figure this out, folks? It's real simple. Real simple. And then domestically, it's about building up a militarized police force. They go after the low-level drug dealers. Then they put them in the private prisons where the same people that deal the drugs and run the New York Stock Exchange own the stock in the private prison companies. I mean, they make the money coming and going. They own the companies that sell the SWAT team gear, that sell them the machine guns, that sell them the surveillance pods, that sell them the Big Brother Echelon Matrix Total Information Awareness Network spying computers. The Carlyle Group owns the big RFID companies and the newspapers and the magazines. I mean, it's just, they own it all. These people, it's incredible. Okay, who's up first here? We're going to go ahead and go to calls early as promised. Who's up first? Vernell in Colorado. Vernell, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. First of all, I want to say that when you are on George Noory, you are so fabulous. You and Steve Quayle have really enlightened mainstream incredibly.
Well, I want to go back on there, so email them and tell them to have me back on.
I will do that. Okay, what I'm really calling about is Clay Douglas. I just spoke with his wife this morning. They have no medical insurance, and I was going to call in and ask you if it would be okay if I announced.
Well, let me give people some background on this first. A lot of people don't know who Clay Douglas is. He's the publisher of an alternative news magazine, and we were hearing he was going to have brain surgery and all of this, and I called up and talked to him, and he's now getting better condition, didn't have to have brain surgery, doesn't have a hole in his skull, does have a bunch of broken bones and a torn-up head. Is that what she told you this morning?
He's in critical condition. I mean, what they're worried about now is...
I know, but I mean, they told me there's not a hole in his head, have brain surgery, so...
No, he's in critical condition. I think they're really worried about is, because he has a lot of upper body injuries, they're worried about pneumonia setting in, but
said people should help him, despite the fact that Clay hasn't been one of my bigger fans, but we're big enough to help somebody who's in need.
Well, we're all big enough to help each other because we're all fighting on the same side.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right. So after speaking with his wife this morning, I was going to ask if I could give out an address in case people would like to donate for his medical expenses. And also, there's a motorcycle run that's already been scheduled for June 13th in Phoenix for the people who ride motorcycles who would like to help. And they can go on the website, federalobserver.com, to get information on this, run.
What's the address real quick?
Okay, it's P.O. Box 15457, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267.
All right, thank you for the call. And I'll probably get one of their members of the family on the show. But, I called and talked to their office Sunday, and I said, is Clay having brain surgery? Does he have a hole in his skull? And was there foul play? And they said, no, we don't think there was foul play, and he doesn't have a hole in his skull. He has a bad concussion and some broken bones, and, he's an older man, so that's pretty serious. But I was just being positive that You know, at least right now, he's not on death's doorstep, according to what they told me at his office. But, hey, you know, we'll be right back. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Two nuclear powers rattle sabers over a disputed area. Peace in the Middle East derailed again as another wave of suicide bombers destabilized the region. Here at home and abroad, our own war against terror continues. Important news. The news you need is sketchy at best when it comes to the mainstream press. With Grundig's Yachtboy 400 PE World Band Shortwave Radio, world news, news that affects you, will be at your fingertips. The Yachtboy 400 PE is rated as the number one portable shortwave radio in the industry. And for no small reason, when you consider ease of operation and features like over 40 station presets, both upper and lower sidebands, as well as ship-to-shore, weather, and aviation bands. The Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is fully digital, comes with its own carrying case, external antenna, and a headset for private listening. Normally retailing for $249, the Grundig Yachtboy 400 PE is now available from Cliffscott Enterprises for only $149.95. Call toll-free 1-800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340 or visit cliffscott.com. Tune in the world and stay in touch with Grundig Shortwave Radios and Cliffscott Enterprises.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Let's go right back to your calls. We're going to get into Bush's speech and all this other key news. Let's talk to Ben. Ben, where are you calling us from?
New Orleans.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. I've just been listening for about 8 months now. Woke up about 8 months now. I'm running around trying to tell people about Building 7, which I consider the smoking gun, and 3 out of 5 people are kind of waking up. So, but here's my question. I, I remember I saw in that U.S. News report, like, last week, that the guy at the White House, I don't know who he was, they didn't say, said that one of the possibilities they were looking at is like, sporadic attacks in major cities all over the country.
Well, they said, and I can take the article out, it's posted just in last week's InfoWars.com archive. Just go click on that area of the calendar, look in the first few days of last week is when that came out. I believe it was Monday. U.S. News and World Report, this week's issue. And it said in there, the White House told the U.S. News and World Report that there will be huge attacks all across the U.S. Right. It will happen. And the two scenarios are the Capitol getting attacked or sporadic attacks all over the country.
Well, here's what scares me about the second scenario. And I was thinking about this over the weekend. Say they have these attacks in all the cities, but the terrorists are still among us. And they don't. We got to find the terrorists, and they're out there. Wouldn't that just be the perfect excuse for?
Well, that's it. No, I mean, we've had Tommy Franks and Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM. They've said
Tanks
we're going to have
street.
Troops on the streets, and they're going to search your house, and we're going to run your lives, but it's for your safety.
It just seems like the perfect setup for the checkpoints, the tanks, the whole nine yards.
That's what they've been drilling to do for 20 years.
I think we should keep our eyes out for that scenario.
Well, the good
it's
news
scary,
is
man, but...
the good news. I agree with you. The good news is, in a bunch of different places, police have actually caught special forces white guys. They're not Arabs in special forces in the U.S. planting bombs at power plants, at power stations, trying to plant bombs at different facilities, and police continue to stop them. And then it's just in a local newspaper, and then swept under the rug. So by the grace of God, local police have foiled these events, and then it's just swept under the rug.
Well, we need the police to step up. They're really our last line of protection, and they need to wake up quick.
Well, the citizens are, but, you know, the feds are on the news saying, look out for women that look like they're pregnant. Look for people that smell like chemicals. No. Look for guys in black vans with short haircuts.
With the earpiece.
With an earpiece. There you go. Hey, thanks for the call. Great points, Ben. Anthony, another call from Louisiana. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hi, Alex. I've called in a couple of times before, and today I want to ask you if you're going to do another show on the Hubbard curve or not.
Say that again?
Are you going to do another show on peak oil, the Hubbard peak or what?
Oh, yes. You're talking about the peak oil scenario.
Yes.
I didn't hear what you first said. Yeah, I should do some broadcast on that. I've actually read some news articles, BBC, you name it, on the broadcast about all the giant oil supplies that they've been finding all over the globe.
Exactly. And the reason that I was calling about that is because at my school, people in the geology classes are getting told about Hubbard's curve, and they're really starting to freak out. And, in fact, a lot of people are talking about this now, and I have a feeling that it's going to come out in mainstream news and in its own spin and get everybody freaked out about it. And
that's why you got to pay $5 a gallon. Meanwhile, they'll have hundreds of thousands of wells capped, huge reserves we can't touch. But, oh, we have to do this now because there's no oil, and you have to give up your standard of living. This is the global tax directly to the oil companies.
Exactly, because at my school, they are now telling them about the Hubbard curve, and as if it's, you know, it's definite fact, you know. So.
Well, it's like global warming, it's all over. Well, we were due for another ice age now, and now they admit these spray planes have made the Earth 20% darker. That's NASA's own numbers. So they are manipulating the weather, but it's the government doing it.
Yeah, and one last thing. I know how you feel about Stratfor, but if you look at Stratfor right now, they've given two pieces on how the next attack is coming in Houston, Texas. It's going to happen at a refinery, and it's going to be through a stolen truck of some sort, and it's going to be some type of bomb.
Yeah, the feds have been putting that out for about 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And that local intelligence group here in Austin, I've tried to get them on the show. I've read their intelligence. I mean, it's just government mouthpiece behavior.
Okay.
And, it's easy to, the CFR got on TV months before 9/11 and said, ooh, it's about to happen. Give your rights up when it happens. And when it happened, they went, oh, the CFR is so smart. How did they know? They're incredible.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
Hey, I appreciate it. This business of there's going to be an attack in Houston. You know, we've had people call us up, this is going to happen. You know, I'm in the military and I want to meet with you. And I'm like, no. I'm not getting any connections to any provocateurs to create some type of ledger or background op. Tex Mars has gotten the same calls. It's been all over the Houston newspapers. A huge federal operation going on down there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, the future of gardening is upon us, and whether you grow for fun, food, or profit, you'll discover great new ways to reap more rewards from everything you grow at FutureGarden.com. Want a jumpstart on spring? Bring the power of the summer sun indoors and get your favorite seedlings off to a healthy start with a high-intensity grow light from FutureGarden.com. When the outdoor season winds down, put your high-intensity grow light back to work to serve up fresh-grown produce or prize-winning orchids in the dead of winter. Short on time or space? Now you can grow twice as much in half the space without mess or back-breaking work. Think smart gardens. These ingenious planters automatically feed and water your favorite plants from a central reservoir so you can set up an entire carefree garden in an afternoon and enjoy the highest level of quality produce that hydroponics delivers both indoors and out. At FutureGarden.com, you'll find great items and more to make your garden grow like never before. Visit FutureGarden.com today to shop or request a free catalog or call toll-free 888-338-3305. That's 888-338-3305. Phone lines open Monday through Friday only.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're all told that we're on yellow alert, orange alert. They raise and lower the threat level. But since 9/11, all of the big cities in the United States have been under red alert. And they call the police detectives in and go, "Men, this is top secret. You can't talk about it. You're going to get a federal supplemental paycheck. There's really been a bunch of other terror attacks in America. When these refineries blow up or bridges collapse, you know, this is really terrorist, but we don't want to panic people. And so we're not going to tell them about it, but this is why we're going to be violating the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. This is why you're going to be working with military men, and the CIA setting up an office in your building, and they'll be advising you and conferring, and we're going to issue these ID badges that you keep on your person at all time that are biometrically scannable with an RFID chip." And this was going on 2-3 years ago. They had, I mean, Y2K was a big drill for this. They all had these badges and were out doing all of this. And they built all these FEMA emergency management centers and these emergency roundup centers. I mean, in my film, The Takeover, I have video of it. Right here in Austin, the old airport's got an old 747 hangar with bolts and chains and porta-potties and barbed wire, and right next to the National Guard Armory. And they admit on the news, "Hey, it's to put you in." So this is the stuff that's going on. And then you see these reports in the Houston Chronicle, hey, you know, there might be a plot to attack the refineries. And then this, you know, there's this worker down at a refinery, and you know, he claims that an Arab pulls up and shoots at him. And then all of a sudden they arrest the security guard and say he's a liar. And then all of a sudden, oh, the feds do come out and say there is a plan to attack Houston, and it's going to happen. And then myself and others get these phone calls, and of course it goes through our secretaries and people. I don't even call them back, but, oh, I'm in the military, and I'm down here, and it's a secret thing, and I want to talk to you. You know, they're trying to create a ledger, a spectrum, a record, a background, kind of like they had McVeigh travel the country and go to every gun show, every conservative group, and try to make that connection. And so they can then later demonize groups. And the big scenario that you're going to see in the next wave of attacks, unfortunately, because I've seen them preparing it via the fiction on television, you know, the fiction programs, and then in the news programs, the same propaganda. We can tell a lot about what they're going to do from that and in the newspaper, the evil right-wing groups, you know, secret militia / white supremacist, they work with al-Qaeda, and they've teamed up. So now it's the white guys we've got to secretly arrest and take away to the foreign gulags. When in truth, the white supremacist groups, every time I investigate them, are federally founded and controlled and funded. We've gone over countless articles. The neo-Nazis in Germany set up by MI6, admitted, mainstream news. The neo-Nazis in England set up by MI6. Neo-Nazi groups, you know, and then you go track down who's got their P.O. box, and it's a Jewish group. You know, it's disgusting. And so, you know, the key here is, in being politically involved, is to be a part of a land rights organization or a Second Amendment group, and to be mainstream about your presentation, and to not get involved with the guy that, let's sneak around and be real paranoid because the government's going to get us, and the guy that wants to talk about, you know, terror attacks with you and where they're going to be next. I mean, you can spot these guys from a mile because they're so criminal. Their M.O. is so criminal, and if you're unlucky enough to be in an event or something and one of them comes up to you, I mean, they just ooze criminality, that predatory look of how they want to hurt you and your family. And people got to get some discernment out there, but it's just amazing. And then you've got all these little myriad so-called intelligence groups that basically just parrot, that's what I mean by government mouthpiece, parrot what the government says. And you've got these FBI agents and CIA people and all over the news, we're going to be hit, we're going to take your rights. When you get attacked, give up all your freedom, then you'll be safe. They're drilling us to what our response is supposed to be. And our response should be not what they tell us, to grovel and say, I want to be your slave, but to educate everybody you know about who has a motive for terror attacks, how the president's own think tank, 25-member think tank, including Dick Cheney, called for helpful terror attacks, helpful Pearl Harbor events, for this global war and this domestic police state, and expose the prior knowledge of 9/11 and the government involvement. Expose it like your life and your future and your liberty depends on it, because quite frankly, it does. They're taking America down economically, physically, spiritually, did I mention psychologically? This is the deconstruction. And then the leftists like Michael Moore, the fake leftist out there, will tell you the truth about 9/11, but then say, oh, we need the UN to come in and take over America because America's run by bad people. The people running America are puppets of Europe. Even Forbes admits they own this country. It isn't Japan or China. It's the Europeans. And they're shutting us down right now and letting us be the bad cop in Iraq. And all the government people, stop denying what you're a part of, look at the facts, and join us. Those of you that are on the border, who just like to be on, you know, a power trip, who are on the border of being truly evil or just an idiot, stop being an idiot, wake up, join us. Like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, have your epiphany. You know, realize what you're part of, join us, stop being part of the evil, stop. I know you feel bad. I know you're upset with yourself. I know you're self-destructive. You know you're part of something evil. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. You're afraid of the evil, so you think by joining it, you'll be safe. And that's not how it works. Give in to the bully and he'll just push it further and further and further. And the globalists are far worse than bullies. They're sociopathic Luciferians that love death and sadism. Before I go to Chris and Ryan and many others that are patiently holding, of course, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We have Professor Michelle Tosadowski, the professor, joining us from Canada to talk about 9/11, the torture, the rest of it. And we got Paul Watson in the third hour of this Tuesday edition. But before I do that, you know, if you want to be a big part of the solution, go get a subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv, where we upload weekly television reports, special reports for you that I do, many documentaries, the best audio interviews, original text articles just for members. It is so important that you go sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv for a monthly subscription of $5.95 or a yearly subscription for $54.95. It's 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription, 19 cents a day for a monthly subscription. A cup of coffee at a gas station costs $1.29. A gallon of gas costs an average of $2.20 now. I mean, you can spend 15 cents a day, 19 cents a day, depending on how you sign up, and then that helps us fund all our other sites and half the content that's free on PrisonPlanet.tv. We reached a point where I was going to be broke if I didn't start charging for something. And a lot of folks have signed up, and a lot more should. So PrisonPlanet.tv. We're fighting the globalists trying to turn Earth into a prison planet. And also, I've made 10 films. I've written a book. I published a book. I carry a bunch of other great books and videos and books on tape and CDs on tape and pro-gun T-shirts. Very liberal stuff here, according to the neocons. I'm pro-gun. I'm a liberal. Please get the new Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership video, Innocence Betrayed, about how governments disarm people and killed 180 million in the last century alone. That's a new great video we carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free to get the films at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, again, my videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours long a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles I've made, and you're authorized to make copies of my 10 videos for nonprofit educational purposes. I want you to. The other videos and books we carry, obviously you can't copy those because I can't give you authorization to do that, but they're great tools to have a party at your house and show your friends, your neighbors, your family, you know, put them on access television. So again, make the call. Join us in the fight. 1-888-253-3139. Let's go ahead and go to Chris in Illinois. Chris, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say how very insightful you are. We've been doing this for 30 years, and just so your listeners know, it is getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And it's so incredible that people think, like you said, if they keep their mouths shut, maybe it'll go away because, you know, they laugh at me all the time. You're going to be the first one in the gulag. And I say, yeah, you darn too, and I'm going to fight. And that's the way it is. I'm not going down. And they think if they keep their mouths shut, it'll go away.
Well, look, governments do this.
Yeah.
Empires train a cadre of people to torture the guy that looks different. It's always a Jew they torture, an Arab they torture, or if it's a white guy in Africa, they torture him. The government will train their people on the outsider, but that training is really meant for the domestic population.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have a lot of trouble getting a huge cadre of people to torture citizens.
Well, I sure hope so.
And that's why all the TV shows now promote torture. They're trying to change our morals that torture's good. And they're not winning that fight. And so they're going to fail. They don't have the evil forces they need. That's why they're having to bring in foreigners right now.
Absolutely. Another thing, too.
See, there's two ways that works. They can bring in foreign Hessians, you know, Germans, like the British did. Or now about 20-30% of the military is foreign Latin Americans. They can bring in a foreigner who will torture you.
Yes.
or they can train our own people torturing foreigners, getting them to have a taste for it, and then bringing them back here. Go ahead.
Speaking about torture, I was reading an article, too, about how this is bringing up the ICC again, because we're so terrible, now we do need the International Criminal
Court.
That's
what Michael Moore's saying. See, they tell you the truth about the problem, but then the solution is, well, one of Al Capone's henchmen was bad, so Al Capone is going to have a trial for him.
Yeah. Another thing, too, like Tex always said, sometimes pieces make up the big puzzle. So I don't know if you know this, but they did shut off Jekyll Island last week. There were military out there.
Yeah, they're having urban warfare training all over the country.
Jekyll Island, too. I didn't know if it was, part of the Bilderbergers or, because I know they're supposed to meet in Italy. So I was just wondering if that might be part of it, too. I don't know. But, yeah, one of our friends down there was going to go fishing, and he couldn't get through Jekyll Island because it was cordoned off.
Well, they're probably having a meeting. You know, they're having a Bilderberg group meeting coming up in about a week in Italy.
Right, in Italy.
And they have Bilderberg group steering meetings at Jekyll Island. They've shut down the Library of Congress, and it said, oh, there goes the senators and people into the, Lord Rothschild's here going into a secret meeting. No big deal.
Right. I've been doing this for 30 years, and still, and sometimes, my mouth drops open. I can't, I always just tell my kids, the devil is evil, not stupid. But at any rate, doing it for 30 years, I'm still flabbergasted half the time the way these things come off. And, people, you try to talk to them, and they just look at you. They give you this blank stare, you got to be kidding.
Well, somebody that gives you that blank stare doesn't even count. We should ignore the people that want to be cattle-like, furniture-like. It was 5% that started and won the Revolutionary War.
That's true.
We've just got to be more motivated and get our country back. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Ryan in Ohio. Ryan, go ahead.
Yes. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
I got a conspiracy theory for you. I think George Bush, such a coward, that the reason he wanted to attack Iraq was because of his daddy, because Saddam supposedly tried to kill his dad. So that was his reason for going in there, even though that wasn't the reason for his real men, the guys that control him. And then a couple times when he started to wake up, like the one time he got the Shiner and said he passed out, I think he started saying, I can't do this. One of his boys says, whacked him upside the head and said, shut up, you're doing what we say. Then the other day before his speech, he supposedly wiped out on his bike. I think they roughed him up again and told him to shut up. He's a coward. And by roughing him up, he'll do what they say.
Okay.
Do I sound like a little on left field there?
Yes.
Do I really?
Yeah. Bush probably has some type of serious illness. We know he's on a bunch of medications. He's deteriorated very rapidly. The injuries he keeps getting are indicative of seizures. They claimed he choked on a pretzel, but then had bruises on both sides of his face. Well, you fall down, the bruises on one side. And at the same time, he could have had a mountain bike wreck. Anybody's mountain bike has had that happen. He's a young president. He got hit by a car when he was governor jogging downtown. That's a big part of this. See, this is the difference between this show and a lot of others. I don't speculate very often, or if I do, it's off of 100 different facts laid together. And, just to say they're beating up the president, he doesn't run anything to begin with. He just signs what's put in front of him. Even a president with 165 IQ like Kennedy couldn't run everything because it's so complex. I have trouble running my own life because I'm so busy and I'm not a president. I'm just a busy radio talk show host, documentary filmmaker. So to then say, oh, they're beating Bush up, just to say that, I don't think is good.
Not good, huh?
Because I live in the realm of documents and legislation and bills, and that's hard enough to believe that the government says they want every child to take a microchip. That's hard to get people to believe. It's hard to get them to believe that there's a national draft introduced in Congress. When it's admitted fact, people still deny it. So I have no idea if somebody beat Bush up, but it doesn't make sense because he's not the president anyway. He's a total puppet.
See what I mean? Because he's going to give a speech, and he says, I can't give this speech. And they said, you're giving this speech or else, buddy. And he goes, okay, I'm sorry.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Tom in Texas. Tom, go ahead.
Yes, Alex.
Yes.
I tried to call you yesterday, had to hang up and get back to work there, but this, I guess, is a black helicopter report. I'm down here by Corpus Christi where CCAD, which is Corpus Christi Army Depot, is.
Uh-huh.
They do helicopter repair for the Marines.
Yeah, they had Delta Force raids down in Corpus in 99.
Yes, they did. Yes, indeed. And I work out of that town a lot, Port Aransas, where they took over their little town, ran the UN flag up at the post office. Hey, people feel safe out there now.
Foreign troops running around screaming in Kingsville, buildings blowing up. It's all part of the freedom.
But last Monday and Tuesday, I was over to haul that yard by here where they haul boats, and you can see these islands, St. Joseph and Padre Island, which is where they practice landing when they do repairs at SeaCAD.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had a whole fleet of the little, look like Bell, tiered drop.
Yeah, those are the command and control choppers.
And, yeah, they had a whole bunch of them. They're all black. Got a real close look. They're real quiet. They just kind of whoosh. You don't hear that thud, thud, thud you do with big
choppers. Yeah, that's a surveillance intelligence gathering, and then in an engagement, it'll be used as a command helicopter. They'll have two Delta Force operators out on the slats. Stay there. I'll let you talk more about it when we get back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
All right, we've got Professor Michelle Chosudowski from Canada to talk about the torture, 9/11, the military-industrial complex. Very intelligent gentleman joining us the next hour. We'll take calls as well early in that hour. And we will also, of course, have Paul Watson on. He joins us at least once a week in the third hour for this Tuesday edition. Let's try to get through a couple calls, though, in this segment. Let's let Tom in Texas finish up. Okay, so there's how many of these little command and control choppers are out there?
Well, when it started out, I was on a friend of mine's sailboat over at Haulout Yard. You could see a long ways. There were three of them working together. They flew right over us. It's not like they stayed on the island like they usually do, so they're not visible and flying over populace. These guys were both in the ship channel, the intercoastal. And we were listening to your program on the shortwave radio when this happened. And you were into a good rant, I must say. And we put it on the bullhorn while these helicopters flew around, the black helicopters. It was like they were almost there on cue, or your program was on cue, one of the two. But that was three of them. Then there was just a big mass of them, like 20, maybe 25, all grouped up in a file. And I got to see a lot of the new devices hanging off of these. I've seen them back in 97. Real close look. Now they've got what look like miniature Vulcan guns, rocket launchers, strange parabolic dish antennas, a vast array of antennas.
It's like in Nazi Germany. They expanded the Waffen or armed SS near the end, and the same thing's happening. These groups aren't as elite anymore. They're radically expanding the squadrons, as they call them, of Delta Force and others. And so you're probably just seeing training ops. Hey, thanks for the call, man. That'd be great video. I wish you had a video camera of that. Some videotape of that. That's very interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Been trying. I guess you guys are rebroadcasting a lot in the evenings. I haven't been able to get anything but a dialing signal. Anyway.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but go ahead, sir.
I've been trying to get on the program and talk.
Oh, you've been calling and you get the. Okay, but go ahead, sir.
No busy signal, just keeps ringing.
I understand. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, we had an incident during our primary elections in western Pennsylvania where about five or six people were running for a person who was a state rep who was retiring. They all got threatening letters, and they poo-pooed that, and then the morning of the primaries, this Sam Kolovinko, who I talked to maybe 2 weeks before.
Okay, give us, you know what, these type of calls, you know, I say you can call in about whatever you want, but, I mean, I know you're calling in from Pennsylvania. That's about it. And then you talk about stuff going on with primaries, threatening letters, then somebody's name on the show. I just,
right. Well,
you got to give me some background. I have no,
Yeah, this lady that was congresswoman is retiring. So there's five or six of them running for her position in the primary.
Yeah, well, we had that here in Austin.
Now,
we had a new...
The fella I was helping at was getting no help from the Democratic money people in any form. So I was helping. Other people were helping. Here, he committed suicide, they say, an hour before the polls opened on primary election day.
Now, that is very suspicious. I wish you'd send me some info on that.
I did. I sent it to, not the 3001, to the other one that I got from one of your fellows on the order line.
Okay.
And there's a newspaper clipping of it. It's very, very suspicious, and I suspect that the local coroner and the local chief of police must be in on this, because you don't shoot yourself in the neck with your rifle to commit suicide, and you don't do it an hour before the primary's open so you can find out whether you won or not. He came in second, even though everybody left the polls that was working for him by noon, because they found out from the news that he had supposedly committed suicide.
Well, see, it'll be much easier once the Diebold machines are in, because then there won't even be any real race, and then they won't have to go after people. But that is very, very suspicious. I know that in the new District 10 race, that Clear Channel owned the voting machines that their candidate voted on. I know that some of the people got threatened as well that were running against him. We don't know if he was threatening them. Probably not, but somebody was. So thank you for the call.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter.
filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.